Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker. And if you have watched sports on ESPN over the years, inevitably you have seen log rolling. The 2018-19 Women's Log Rolling World Champion is Livvy Papadopoulos. And Livvy joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Livvy, thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Livvy, there are some times where I turn on the TV and I see a sport that is different to me, right? And I look at it and say, you know what, maybe I can do that. Log rolling is not one of those things where I turn it on and say, maybe I have that skill set. I know I don't. I'm interested, before we get into all of the accolades, because you got plenty of them, but how did you even start doing this? How did you get interested in log rolling?
That is a great question. So I was 8 years old, and I was at my local YMCA on the swim team, and I got to practice early one day, and I saw they actually had a professional training session for log rolling going on at our Y, and I saw it for the first time, and I looked up at my dad, and I'm like, I suck at swimming. Can I do this instead? And he was like, okay, Livvy. So he went home and we talked to my mom about it and we looked into it and I just took a crack at it. I signed up for a class and I never looked back.
Okay, so how is a person worse at swimming than this? Because this looks really, really hard.
I will admit, right away at first, I was absolutely terrible. I was probably the worst kid in my class. I couldn't even get more than two or three steps without falling in. But eventually I kept practicing and really got into it. The thing that kept me in log rolling is I loved it so much because it was a unique challenge.
I would think, though, that you have to have a natural skill set. Even if you start out poorly at it, Livvy, like you did, there has to be an innate ability to do what you do, to have the sort of balance that you have and to do what you do on the water.
Like I said before, it's taken so much work. At first, I remember like about a year into my log rolling career, I hadn't done any tournaments yet, but I was just challenging myself to stay on as long as possible. And I do remember the day I was 9 or 10 and I hit the 1 minute mark for the first time, and I was just ecstatic. It's little milestones that really get you going in log rolling. I'm not really a natural born athlete. Obviously, I've worked really hard to be where I am today. But one thing that I have always had and my parents have always recognized in me is I have an ability to just set my mind on something and really focus on it if I really want it. And because I loved log rolling so much, I love to do it and I love to challenge myself. I think that motivation came from that.
So you mentioned your first time reaching a minute. Right now, what is your personal record?
My personal record for rolling by myself in practice, so this was unofficial, it wasn't really timed, except for on my phone, it was 2 hours and 21 minutes.
What? Wow. Stop it.
Okay.
No.
No.
Just to recap, on a log in the water.
Yes.
Spinning.
Yep.
Okay, so and that's the thing.
Walks that long.
All right. That's the thing we have not really explained for people. Like, what the hell is log rolling? It is. It's a long log. Like it's in the middle of the water, and as you step on it, it rolls underneath you, and you have to, you know, walk quickly to make sure you don't fall into the water. 2 hours plus?
Yes.
Okay. What's considered good?
Well, that depends on how you look at it. In competitive log rolling, there are lots of different types of athletes. Some people are much stronger and more aggressive and try to make their matches go much more quickly. Because in tournaments, the time doesn't matter. It's getting the other person off. So you can do anything you want besides crossing the center line in the middle of the log or touching your opponent. So, like I said, a lot of people are a lot stronger and more aggressive. And because of the strength and athleticism they have, they can make their matches end in less than 30 seconds. While others are smaller, more endurance type athletes, and they can just go forever. I would say I'm more on the stronger side. And I tend to use my power a little bit more. However, it really depends on the person.
So I am super interested in this aspect of it because the technique involved, because you talk about everybody has different styles. When you are going into a competition against an individual, maybe you know the person, maybe you've rolled against her before, maybe not. Like, how much does their style go into the way that you attack it? I mean, is there sort of a chess match there?
Oh, yes. That's the whole sport right there. I'll talk about some of my opponents. Ellie Davenport. She and I have met up in the finals at almost every tournament recently in recent years, and she is just an incredible athlete. She's a little bit smaller than I am, but she is so stinking fast, so I really have to adjust my style. I can't go all out sprinting on her because she's able to out sprint me. However, I can use my strength because I have a little bit of height and muscle advantage to do some different techniques and tricks to get her off.
Do you hate Ellie Davenport?
I do not hate Ellie Davenport.
We're
she's
run
really
with that.
Intimidating, but I she's bet you a do. Really nice person.
Well, sure.
Hey, do you use, talking about technique there, but is there anything like verbally? Is there any? Is there
trash talking
involved?
Yes.
not really.
There should be.
There's no law against it. I have had some people talk on the log before, but it's not a really common thing. You sometimes see that with the younger kids, which is really, really funny. I coach a lot of younger kids, and when they go to the tournaments, sometimes kids say funny things, and it's really funny.
Okay,
but
so
at the pro level, you don't really hear talking very often.
So, I mean, you don't do it, but, I mean, have you ever
no.
has anybody ever gotten inside your head, like, right before you've gotten on a log?
No, never.
Okay.
Livy Papadopoulos is the 2018-19 Women's Log Rolling World Champion. She's with us now on 101 ESPN. What are the crowds like? When we watch on ESPN, we see pretty significant crowds for log rolling. What are they like, and how do they treat you as a champion?
Absolutely. So some of the tournaments have much bigger crowds than others. The World Championships is absolutely huge in terms of crowd, and it's definitely nerve-wracking, especially my first year as a pro, which was 2018. I was not prepared for that. It's just so loud and overwhelming. But then when you get on the log and you're out in the water and it's just you and your opponent, you kind of forget about everybody else. The noise just blends together and it's all you.
You're in the zone. That's a beautiful
but
thing.
But we read that you've been booed before.
Oh, you got booed?
What?
Is this true?
No. At least I don't think so. Maybe
good.
I have, and I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever been booed.
For reference, we didn't read that. Somebody here did,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, we heard that you got booed. That was our background yeah. research.
I'm digging into the weeds here again because I'm just so interested in something that I know very little about. When it comes to the equipment, I'm wearing some Nike shoes right now. I couldn't just jump on a log, could I? I mean, are there special log rolling shoes?
That's also a really good question. So at the amateur level, which is kids and like novice adults, the logs are covered in carpet. So they use any typical running shoes with a good grip, usually trail running shoes. And then when you get into the pros, there's no carpet on the logs. So the athletes use spiked shoes, which are basically like soccer cleats, but have spikes custom made for log rolling in the bottom.
And I've read about synthetic logs. Can you tell us about the log itself? Can you use those in professional competition? And do you make your own log? How does that work that you come up with the perfect log for you?
So no, the key logs, the synthetic logs, are actually just getting started, and they're making waves throughout the country. Currently, there is a collegiate log rolling series held on all key logs, which are the synthetic logs. And they're becoming really successful. There was one pro tournament that used key logs this past year that I competed in, which was really nice. But the main circuit that I compete in throughout the summer, the USLRA, the U.S. Log Rolling Association Pro Circuit, they still use wooden Western Red Cedar logs.
And is that provided for you?
Yes.
Okay.
You think Libby's going
to carry
her
own log?
I don't know.
Strapped it to the top of the car.
If you chop down your own tree and set it up yourself?
Libby, you're up. Get your wood in here.
All right, so there are different sizes of logs in different competitions. Are the smaller logs more difficult?
Yeah, so the smaller logs spin a lot faster. They're smaller in diameter, not length.
Okay, yeah.
So it makes it a lot difficult to keep up. It's really, on the smaller logs, it's like a treadmill that keeps changing the setting, and you can't do anything about it besides just keep up with it.
Oh.
That's basically how it is.
And the other question I have is, there are athletes, a lot of professionals in a lot of different sports that consider themselves students of their games. Like, they know the history and whatnot. And there are other athletes that just play. You know, they don't know about the people that were there before them and were really good. Are you a student of log rolling?
I think I'm a student of log rolling. When I was a little kid and I had a dream to become a professional log roller someday, I really like to go back and look at old history books that had log rolling in it. I learned a lot about the sport and the people who have come before me and a lot of my idols today who I look up to. I've actually been able to meet some of the people I used to read about in books when I was little, so that's really cool.
That is cool. All right, so again, don't know much about this. I know this. Wood is hard. You're on the water. The goal is to knock somebody off of that, so I would assume that there are some injuries that are involved. What is the most common injury when it comes to log rolling?
Teeth.
So, actually, log rolling is a very safe sport. I've never seen someone hit their head or have a really serious injury. Besides, like, I've had typical sports injuries like calf strains, things like that. I've had knee issues, but those are that you're going to have that in any sport. The one thing that every log roller on the planet will end up having are lots and lots of shin scrapes.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, that probably
happens a lot.
Thing.
So you're very young, Livy. How long do you want to do this for?
So I've only competed 2 years in professional log rolling. I'm going into my third season right now. My body is already getting a little worn down from it. It's really, really intense between
all the
training that I do. Go ahead.
No, he just said it looks really hard. So go ahead.
I'm planning to compete at least for another 10 years. I don't know how long my body's going to hold up doing this, but as long as I can go, I'm going to keep going and keep pushing myself. I still love it just as much as I did when I was a little kid. It's a blast. It's really challenging, but really rewarding at the same time.
Hey, going back to who you're competing against, and you mentioned it was Ellie Davenport.
Everybody hates her.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Everybody
hates her. She's a villain. We all know that.
I heard, and maybe you can confirm this or not. You don't have to say anything, but I heard she cheats.
I know she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, she puts oil on the other side of the log.
Did you say she does? She cheats, Livy?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
We're
going to
make this sound like how we're going to make
it
sound.
I won't name names. There are a couple people who I've been iffy about, but Ellie is not one of those people.
All right.
Okay,
she's the
fine,
best. We get it. We were trying to build a rivalry. We wanted Magic Johnson. We wanted Bird and Magic. That's what we wanted. All right. So, but I am interested, like, how you get paired up. Is it just, like, is there anything due to, you mentioned, like, she is a little bit smaller. Are there weight classes? Is there ever men versus women? Like, how does this work?
It's basically March Madness on a log. Each tournament is double elimination, and you're seeded. Usually they seed the top eight who are there, and the rest is random. But it depends on the tournament and how many people are there competing. At the bigger tournaments, it's obviously a lot different than that. And typically for the pros, it's always separated between men and women. Sometimes they have, like, little fun tournaments where it's co-ed, but besides that, men and women are always split up.
Hey, Livy, you mentioned at the top that you said to your dad, hey, I want to do this, and then you came home and talked to your mom. And I would guess your parents have been huge supporters of this career. You must have done a lot of traveling and moving around to go to these tournaments, and your parents had to be a big part of that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do owe it all to my parents and some of my other family, too, who have been driving me around all these years. And they've always believed in me, too, which is the great thing. They never cared if I won or if I even made top three, but they always cheered for me, wanted me to be happy. That was their number one goal. If I was ever really disappointed in myself after a loss when I was little, they did everything I could to rebuild my confidence and try again the next time.
One of my favorite things about playing baseball when I was younger was I got to travel all over the place. And Randy mentioned your parents and always being there for you. What's the coolest place, though, that log rolling has taken you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I've been all over the place between Chicago, up in Minneapolis, Canada, Michigan. I really don't know if I could decide, but if I had to say, probably my favorite tournament so far has been where we've had the U.S. Open in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's a really cool spot up there, and usually the next day we go and celebrate the tournament up in the lake in Lake Michigan.
You can say we go celebrate the championship, Livy. Say that. You can say that. That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Say, take that, Ellie Davenport.
Yeah. To hell with Ellie Davenport.
We always love having a champion on the show. Livvy, thanks so much for taking the time with us. By the way, you're going to participate again. When is the next U.S. Open in 2020?
That would be July 4th.
Okay, great. We hope that we're allowed to have that, and we'll be watching and keeping your name at the top of mind. Livvy, thanks so much, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much.